Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Yeah, Kyle Bailey here, joined by Mary Gilbert, world traveler and team leader of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, climbing a mountain in Canada, and now a mountain in Canada repeatedly.
Yeah,
and,
15 times.
And now back here today where it's a little easier pace. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. I always look forward to being in the studio with you and sharing what's happening in the real estate world, especially right here in Douglas County.
So lately, there's been a lot of talk about this window of opportunity for buyers. A lot of people have been waiting, watching interest rates. Why do you believe now is such an important moment?
Yeah, so this is a really good question, and I hope a lot of people are listening to this. So over the past year or two, many buyers have hit the pause button because of higher interest rates. But now we're seeing those rates soften. And history tells us when rates begin to decline, buyer demand increases quickly. So this creates a window of opportunity where today's buyers can take advantage before competition heats up and drives prices higher.
So buyers who wait for the perfect rate might actually find themselves in a tough spot later.
Exactly. The truth is, no one can time the market perfectly. But buyers who act now benefit in three major ways. Number one, appreciation. So prices have stayed relatively stable in Douglas County. So buying today means that you're going to lock in your price before that next wave of appreciation.
Mm.
Number two are principal payments. So every mortgage payment you make is a step toward building equity. And think about this. People are worried about the interest rate on a mortgage. The rent that you pay is 100% interest. It goes into your landlord's pocket, 100% of it. So owning means you are investing in yourself.
Wow, good point. And people don't always remember that. What about the tax aspects?
Yeah, so there's the tax benefits of home ownership still provides deductions and advantages that renters don't get. So, and those can make a real difference come tax season in what you're paying out to the state and federal governments.
Well, it makes sense. Now, I think a lot of folks are realizing waiting can cost them not just money, but opportunity.
That's correct. And here's another key point is talking about inventory, the number of homes that are available on the market. So we're seeing quality homes come on the market, but the best ones don't last long. So buyers who are pre-approved, prepared, and ready to make an offer are the ones securing those homes. So I always like to inform clients, marry the house, date the rate. You can refinance later when rates improve, but you can't go back in time and buy a home at yesterday's prices.
Yeah, it's so true. Marry the house, date the rates. So in short, the window's open, but it's not going to stay open forever.
Right. And I think since we're talking about mortgage rates, we haven't touched on this a lot, but positive news, today's 30-year fixed is at 6.27%. The 15-year fix is at 5.7. I haven't heard of interest rates being in the fives in a long time. The 30-year FHA is hovering around 5.97. This is interesting. The 30-year jumbo rate was actually at 6.25. That's actually lower than the 30-year fix at 6.27. 30-year VA is also below 6%, hovering in those upper fives. So definitely mortgage rates move back to long-term lows.
All right. Well, let's highlight some of the newest listings this week, speaking of good homes.
Yeah. So Sutherland, 2730 Gulfview Avenue. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's got almost 1,800 square feet. This is offered for sale at $435,000. It's a single-level home on a cul-de-sac. It's got vaulted ceilings. It's got a double-sided fireplace. It has a backyard oasis with a newly completed covered deck, raised garden beds, and outbuildings that are new. So move-in ready with new updates, plenty of natural light, listed with my partner Eric Ott at Keller Williams.
And Gulfview Avenue, might there be a golf course nearby?
There is a golf course nearby.
Shocking. All right. What about in Winston?
Winston, 700 Southeast Tokay Street. This is a newer three-bedroom, two-bath, also a single-level home with just over 1,300 square feet. This is offered for sale at $385,000, so a rare find under $400,000. This is a charming ranch-style home. It's got granite countertops, fenced yard, single-level convenience. The thing I love about this is the white vinyl fencing in the backyard. It's the yard's perfect, manicured, groomed. It also has turf for little pets. And the thing I love about Tokay Street, it's near Brosai Orchards. This is listed with my partner, Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group, Keller Williams.
And if you wanted maybe acreage in South County, what do you have?
Yeah, this is a really cute house, 599 Horizon Lane. It's not quite to Myrtle Creek. It's in that Clark's Branch area. This is a three-bedroom home, just under 2,000 square feet with 39 acres. It's offered for sale at $670,000. This is a private retreat with panoramic views. It's got that chef's kitchen, expansive decking. It's got a workshop, and it has that hobby farm potential that some people are looking for. So a rare blend of rustic charm with modern comfort, listed with my partner Deidre Joven at Keller Williams.
What about if you wanted to head towards Elkton?
Yeah, this, I love this. There's not very many homes that come for sale on Vintage Drive. This is 890 Vintage Drive, just before you get to Elkton, kind of closer to Kellogg. Three bedroom, two bath, just over 2,100 square feet on 5.35 acres. This is offered for sale at $545,000. This is a log home. And when you see the inside, if you love log homes, it's beautiful. Lots of woodworking. It's a gardener's delight outside. Plenty of fruit trees, room for expanding that. The house has vaulted ceilings. It's got a pellet stove, a fiber on deck. It's got those fruit trees I mentioned, shop, and a barn. Perfect country setting close to the Umpqua River. Listed with my partner, Chris Woodruff.
All right. What about the market snapshot this week? How's the market looking compared to last week?
Yeah, so we've kind of seen some changes this week. So new listings, 45 homes at the market this week compared to 67 last week. So we're down a little bit. Price changes had a jump. 64 sellers adjusted their price, up from 47 last week. When looking at pending sales, 40 homes went pending in the last 7 days compared to 30 in the prior week. Sold homes hit 39 this week, up from 34 last week, and expired listings, we saw 17. That was down from 24 the last week.
So fewer new listings, more pending though, more sold. It suggests that buyers are still moving with confidence.
That's right, Kyle. Homes that are well prepared and priced correctly are finding buyers. And with interest rates softening, I think we're going to see even more momentum in the weeks ahead.
Well, maybe time to check out an open house this weekend. What do you have going?
Yeah, so this weekend, Keller Williams has their open house extravaganza. Check this house out, 243 Independence Lane. This is off Old Garden Valley. This house is a riverfront beauty on just over 1 acre, listed for sale at $1 million. It's going to be open tomorrow from 12 p.m. till 3 p.m.
And what else do we have?
And then we're heading on up to Sutherland, 409 South State Street. So this is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-plus square foot home built in 2016 with a really big flat yard. Offered for sale at $405,000. Open tomorrow from 12 to 2.
And I see we're back on Gulfview Avenue.
Yeah, so if you want to check out this new listing on Gulfview, don't wait around. It's going to be on open house tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so it's open 4 hours, so be sure to check it out.
And one more.
Then you go back out to Green at 717 Callahan Drive. This is a Hayden Home subdivision. This is a rare find as well. Three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,556 square feet. This is under $400,000, offered for sale at $380,000. It was built in 2008, so 717 Callahan Drive, open tomorrow from 10 to 1.
All right. If somebody wants to connect with you and your team, whether they want to think about buying or selling, how do they reach you?
Yeah. You give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right. Perfect. That is a wrap for today's Local Real Estate Today. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
It is 9 o'clock. That wraps up the morning report.